This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio programs, I guess I could make them plural, on the face of the earth. That's right. Thanks for that, by the way. We appreciate you wherever you're listening. It's been fun to see some of the photos where folks are listening today. That's my favorite part of the text as well. And some fun for the weekend. And just got one here from a listener whose granddaughter was at the Trump rally last week in Colorado. She had a fantastic time waiting in line, and though the whole thing was just fabulous, and through the whole thing. Note the time on the clock, 4:14. My niece pointed out that Esther 4:14 says, for such a time as this. How prophetic is that? I had to share. That's neat. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Love those pics, and they look like happy girls. They had a grand time, for sure. All right, Chris Berg is going to join us from Point of View. Daniel, you let me know when Chris is ready to go. And also at the bottom of the hour, John Godfrey will join us on the program. Talk insurance. Let's talk a little bit about insurance. Texter says, related to the conversation at the end of last hour, Scott, it wasn't a bad decision from the Supreme Court. The energy sector in North Dakota will not be affected. Gas won't go up per gallon, and not one job, not one, will be lost. Wow, that's a bold prediction. Bold prediction. Let me ask you this. I understand when you defend the position of an oil company that, especially if you're talking to somebody who has mineral rights on the other side, you know, they own the oil. There's a lease. They want, you know, a strong position. I get all that. And I'm not expecting you to feel sorry for any oil company at all. What I am expecting you to do is walk a mile in their shoes. And I think when you increase the cost of doing business, there's a cost to that. And North Dakota is gaining, not in a robust way, but in an incremental way, a reputation is not healthy regarding some of these decisions on the regulatory side. So all I'm saying is when an industry pays over half the taxes, they've got umpteen presidential candidates talking about how they're going to destroy that business. They pay over half our taxes. Another group of folks want to destroy them to go say, let's give them a whack because we can. Not wise. Not wise. Not if the fundamentals don't make any sense there. Everybody ought to get what they're entitled to. No question about it. But let's be smart about this. I think the whole thing on, I'll just finish on the whole business of the land board. I think the, just a big giant stop sign, timeout, pause needs to happen. I don't know why there was this rush to do this when the Supreme Court decision had been remanded and, you know, there were questions and everything else. And thankfully the governor's called on the board to revisit the policy and put it on the agenda. And there'll be a public meeting Thursday, not a behind-closed-door meeting. That was shaky, really shaky. And they say, well, you know, there were, you know, negotiations. Well, wait a minute here. There's no lawsuit that pertains to them. There's only a lawsuit that pertains to the Supreme Court decision. Not the, so I don't know. That was a little shaky. It was just, look, North Dakotans want sunshine. We have tough open meeting laws for a reason. So they'll take a look on Thursday, and hopefully we'll continue to have a reputation for being a great place to do business when this is all said and done. That's my only point. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You watch him, 6:30, KX4. 9:30 West Dakota Fox. I was at a play in Castleton on Saturday night. And there was an intermission break. By the way, it was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It's a very entertaining play. Castleton Community Theater. And I had a conversation with a woman there who told me that she just appreciates what we do on the radio and cannot believe how she can't turn on the TV without hearing just ridiculous, biased, horrible things. And she said, but there is that one guy. There is that one guy on TV. I said, who's that? Chris Berg.
Oh, that guy.
Isn't he on every night for like a half hour? Yep. That's the only guy I can watch. So, I deliver to you a compliment, my good friend, from one of your fine viewers.
I was going to say, it's incredible, Scott. I know you get a lot of feedback like this, too, but people email and text into the show going, you know, thank you, no more fake news. I get to tune in for half an hour and have a good time. And I mean, is there anything more fun than the point of view Trump says about his rallies? But, you know, you come in, you have a good time, and it's not fake news, just like your show. You have a good time, and I think people appreciate the fact that, you know, we're not perfect, but doing the best we can to get them the truth and make them feel good about America again.
So I had given you three topics, maybe four, I can't remember, but I said, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I think I had suggested Russia, but of the list, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, the one that I saw you sent me was you said Russia, it's back. So if you want to talk about that, you know, great. I just think that the key thing that everyone needs to take a step back from and go, wait a second, why isn't there a FISA warrant out on Bernie Sanders and a counterintelligence investigation? If Russia is trying to influence his election or his campaign, how come Trump doesn't have a counterintel investigation going on Bernie Sanders? Instead, what happened with Bernie Sanders, he got debriefed, right? He got debriefed on this whole thing about a month ago, just like Senator Feinstein did about having the Chinese person that was a spy in her on her staff. This is why people, Scott, are so upset about this two-tier justice system that we live in. Trump gets a counterintel investigation. You and I drop $40 million on Bob Mueller. I tweeted over the weekend. You know what I want to know? When did Bob Mueller know this thing was a hoax? Because according to a lot of people that are on the Intel Committee, he probably knew in 2 weeks.
Well, they were on a fishing totally on a fishing expedition. Let's go get Roger Stone. Let's dig into that crazy man. Let's go to the, you know. Yeah, completely.
But instead, he waits till 2018 to try to influence the midterm elections to flip the House, and now we're dealing with all this, you know, impeachment hoax and all this other stuff. And we dropped $40 million on this guy. You and I did, and everybody listening. For what?
And one of the reasons I put Russia on there is because there was a story last week that there was a briefing, and in the briefing, it was said that Russia was, you know, working on helping Donald Trump become president again, right? And we know, most likely, that Adam Schiff probably put this out, right? And you know, it's all over. It's Russia, and then a little later on, the story you're talking about comes out. That wait a minute, it was Bernie Sanders, and in fact, related to Trump, they said nothing material. So it was a classic swamp hit. Once again, driving all of this. Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Oh, it's unbelievable, the fact that the media continues to perpetuate this stuff. They don't really vet it. They don't, you know, and then you watch these Sunday shows, at least I did, and you've got all these quote-unquote journalists going, well, you know, this is what happened. And then the people from the White House, even the National Security Advisor, is like, nah, that's not really how it happened. And they don't listen. They just keep fighting. Yeah, but wait a second. This is what the article said. And they're like, well, I was in the briefing, and that's not what happened. And they keep fighting, going, no, Russia's trying to help Trump. Hello, Russia's the one that gave Ukraine Javelin missiles. He's trying to get rid of Nord Stream 2 so that Germany gets their power from us, not from – I mean, it's just – when you just sit there and look at it for 2 seconds with common sense, you go crazy.
Chris Wallace and Mark Short, Chris Wallace and Chuck Todd both interviewed Mark Short, who's the Vice President's Chief of Staff, and he explained this very well, but they didn't want anything. As soon as he answers the question, they go on to say, well, yeah, what about that? What about this? What about it was unbelievable. I mean, Mark Short talked about that it was in the very briefing that the president received from the Intelligence Committee. There's not been an assertion. There's not been an assertion that Russia is trying to benefit Donald Trump. Nowhere. Nowhere. And of course, Chuck Todd breaks in and says, why wouldn't the president be concerned about Russian interference? Concerned? Then he goes on to make a very good point. How about the media covering the fact that in 2018, when Donald Trump was president, we had midterm elections that went off without a hitch? Perfect election security. But 2016, Obama's watch, there was interference. National Security Advisor Susan Rice told her team to stand down. Wow! Stand down! Don't even go after any of this stuff. Isn't that the story? I mean, you've said this from the beginning on Russia. They are creating this dust storm over here because if anybody actually focused on what they did, they'd be in jail. More with Chris Berg after the break. Don't go away. This is What's on Your Mind. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here to tell us about how you can rest assured that anything you need fixed, that's Diesel, they're going to fix. That's what they do at DAC Diesel. What do you got on the shop today, CJ?
Well,
we have a locked up Cummins out here that is actually going to be rolling in a little bit. Just finishing up a couple 6.0 power strokes, a couple bad injectors, and then replacing an oil cooler just to make sure everything's in tip-top shape and the longevity of them lasts. And I also got a Dodge in here that I got to replace the exhaust manifold on. So just busy, busy all the time. It's kind of like you, Scott.
I'm a radio guy, not a diesel mechanic pro like you. But how does a locked up Cummins actually get in the shop? I mean, what do you got to like push it? Like you get about 50 people behind it, or what do you do?
Yeah, what I do is I take the forklift and I just lash onto the back end of the truck and just pick it up. And you know, it's a semi truck, so you know the back axles are open. So just pick up the back end and drag it into the shop. Once I get into the shop, I come around to the front with the forklift, air the truck up, and just push it back into its spot. So
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. And are you still talking to lots of folks about how to save some mileage with the different products that you have there?
Absolutely. I get probably, I'd say, 5 to 10 calls a week. And guys, when they leave here, they love it. They rave about it. And, you know, I get repeat customers or even new customers just by word of mouth that have never even heard me all the way as far as Montana. You know, they've never heard about me or anything like that except through friends. You know, and I've had that happen all the way as far as Montana, all the way as far as Minnesota. And it's, you know, it's customers sending, you know, customers my way. So
it's working. 701-258-5011. If you want to some nice treatment on that mileage, give CJ a call. He's got some plans for you. DakDiesel.com online, too. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good week, Scott.
Chris Berg is here from Point of View. We're talking about some things in the news. Let's talk about Amy Klobuchar being in Fargo last night. She was at NDSU. She said a lot of nasty things about Bernie Sanders. And, you know, I mean, that's what campaigns are about. But she did kind of go, you know, just into the whole socialist thing about it's not going to work. What is she doing in Fargo? What is she doing in Arkansas? And I forget one other stop where she was going, but it just sort of made not a lot of sense at all. What do you make of this?
I mean, Super Tuesday is coming up, so there's a ton of states that are going to be on March 3rd that are going to hold their primaries. And then March 10th is North Dakota, so I think she was sort of hinting that, look, you know, no matter what happens in Minnesota or Super Tuesday, I'm staying in this race as long as people continue to fund me. But I think it is going to be interesting to see how things end up for her in Minnesota. There was a poll that came out today, and she's at 29% in Minnesota. Bernie Sanders is at 23%. But what I think was most interesting is that 21% of the people in Minnesota, her home state, are still undecided who they're going to vote for on March 3rd. So I don't really know what that says about Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, she said she was on a mission of resilience, which I guess is a narrative you're trying to get out there. But to me, she's fading fast. All right? I mean, fading fast. And you have South Carolina coming up. I don't, she's throwing in the towel in South Carolina. I don't know. Is she vying for a VP slot at this point, do you think?
I think it's always kind of been her game. I mean, she's never really pulled well nationally. I've actually, Scott, to be frank, I've been really impressed with her. I mean, it is a grind doing a presidential campaign, and she's shown, in my opinion, a ton of grit. And you know, she was in a good mood yesterday. You know, her travel schedule is crazy. But I did a quick video yesterday. And I said, hey, could a Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar ticket pose some challenges for Donald Trump? Because, you know, he presumes going to do well in Minnesota. I mean, Trump won because of Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania. But then does Klobuchar help Bernie in a Wisconsin and a Michigan? Even Iowa, you know, could be close this year. So I think that would be an interesting ticket to take a peek at.
Pretty good crowd there yesterday, too, right? I mean, for, you know, a place where people aren't necessarily paying attention to the tick-tock of the presidential election, as in a caucus or a primary, immediately. But I thought that was, you know, I mean, decent crowd, right?
Yeah, for Sunday morning at, you know, 11:30 in the morning, it's nice outside. We haven't had a nice day in a while. It'd be easy to just, you know what, I'm at church, I'm going to be outside. And she probably had, I don't know, 600, 800 people there, maybe 900 people, which I thought was great.
Is it Bernie Sanders to lose at this point? I mean, is Bernie the nominee?
Well, you have to think so, right? Unless they sort of coalesce behind somebody by Super Tuesday. But I don't see that happening after Bloomberg's performance. I mean, he was terrible in the debate. So, and Klobuchar saying, "Hey, I'm in this thing," you know, at least till March 10th. I just don't see anybody sort of coalescing behind somebody. And I think the big thing to watch, because when's the South Carolina primary? Is that this Saturday?
Yes. Right. Yeah, it's this Saturday.
You know, yeah. How does Biden do? If Biden doesn't win, he's done.
He's leading in the polls there, but I agree. I mean, I don't know how he's not Dunsky yet, but I mean, he's sort of put all his eggs in that basket. So, right? So if he doesn't win it, then he's got to be over, I would think. I saw something though. I think he's at latest poll 28 for 28% for Biden and 25 for Sanders, which really amazes me. This Democratic field, there's nobody really anybody loves. There's no runaway. You know, the closest thing to it is Bernie in Nevada was a pretty good thumping, but otherwise it's pretty spread out.
I guess I want to get your take, though. I mean, you've been around this game for a long time. What do you think of a Sanders-Klobuchar ticket?
I don't know. Sanders is my dream ticket, my dream top of the ticket, so I'm just not sure that the bottom matters. I think it's fair to worry a little bit whether she'd soften that a little bit. But, you know, people don't vote for the VP. They really don't. You know, it doesn't. It's a good parlor game to try and decide, you know, who, why, when, where, maybe, I don't know. But I don't think it matters one way or another. Does that answer your question?
Kind of. I mean, I just think Trump really believes Minnesota's in play. And does Klobuchar help boost turnout in Minnesota to, you know, shave off those 10 electoral votes? And does she make a difference in Wisconsin? You know, obviously, we don't know that. I don't even know if Sanders would even consider her as VP, but she's in the right part of the country. You know
yes,
what I mean?
She is. You're right. You're right. There's, I mean, on paper, that looks good. I don't know that it makes a difference, but, you know, on paper, it does. Well, I'm more interested in to see how long the long knives are going to be. They're going to come out for Bernie from the Democrats. You know, Hillary Clinton is plotting right now some sort of, I'd get a food taster if I was him. That's all I'm going to say. I just would have a food taster with me 24/7 if I was Bernie Sanders at this very point in time. The president and first lady are in India right now. What's the significance of that?
Two things that are absolutely huge. Number one, you know, what is the, we just got done talking about the fake news media and Russia, 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 right? And what does the media tell you about President Trump standing in, you know, across the globe? He's not respected. Nobody. If you watch what happened, he had 125,000 people in a stadium in India. He had people wearing Trump masks. So he's obviously adored in other countries. So this whole, you know, fake news propaganda about people don't like him is, we all know what that means. But the second thing, Scott, I think is the fact that, you know, and I brought this up to Senator Hovind and Senator Cramer several times. I mean, India has got 1.3 billion. China's got 1.4. India is the only other country in the world where their constitution starts with we the people. It's a democracy. So why haven't we done a huge trade deal with them to try to move China out of the way and continue to move our products out of this country? And I think that's the game plan that Trump has right now.
I wouldn't doubt that one bit. It'd be fun to watch it. Thanks, Chris Berg. We're watching tonight. Point of view. John Godfrey talking insurance next.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000 or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Asian and European markets plunging overnight, and now Wall Street's doing the same. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by nearly 1,000 points at times in early trading because of global market fears over a spike in coronavirus cases.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders just releasing a plan this morning about how he would cover child care through the age of three. On last night's 60 Minutes on CBS, he was questioned about a wide range of issues by Anderson Cooper.
Is America great? In many ways, we are. In some ways, very significant ways, we're not. We're not great when half of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. When 500,000 people tonight are going to be sleeping out on the streets, including 30,000 veterans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Huge savings on the few remaining Cadillac XT5s. Also, Buicks. There are a few of those as well. Hurry before they're gone. In fact, 0% financing, 72 months on many as well. Check out yours at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Is that Macho Man?
Yeah.
Well, why today? Why Macho Man? There's got to be a backstory here, Kev. Lay it on me.
Because when Trump was walking into the stadium in India,
with 125,000 people cheering him on,
this was the song they were cranking.
It was not.
It was. Oh yeah.
What are the village people big in India, or what's the deal?
I don't know. Just Macho Man. He's the Macho Man.
He's the man. Oh, my goodness. Were they cheering like crazy over it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a white...
Why isn't it
wearing white Trump hats and...
Why isn't it on television? I'm watching all kinds of... Rahm Emanuel blabbing on and Judge Napolitano with the... Oh, my gosh. Did he dump some of that hair dye on his head?
This is actually the guy on CNN trying to talk to him. Family scrapping, he can't even concentrate. It's the music, so everybody's dancing. He's like, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, we are going to talk insurance, and we are going to talk insurance without making your eyes roll into the back of your head. I promise. The purpose here is to say there's a lot of ideas from the Democratic candidates right now for president related to your health care, your options, your choices that are, in my mind, a really, really bad idea. And there is a little bit of, at least from my standpoint, uncertainty as to, okay, what is the Republican alternative to this? I know Paul Ryan had an idea of how to do it, and he blew it. He could get John McCain to vote for it, so we're sort of doing this piece by piece. So what's at stake in this election, and what's the best way forward? I think it would be just throwing the keys to John Gottfried, the state insurance commissioner in North Dakota, and say, hey, let's just do this at the state level. That'd be the best idea. But we sometimes don't have that luxury with insurance. We get all those federal strings. John, welcome back to the program. How are you? John, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear now, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. And I appreciated the walk-up music with Macho Man, too.
Did you? You like that? You probably were moving around the office a little bit there. Just go ahead and admit it. That's fine. We had a call with a question earlier that I couldn't answer. They want to know how tall you were.
So according to the Guinness Book of World Records and the three measurements I had to take to be qualified for that, I'm 6 feet, 10.979 inches. So just, I mean, a hair under 6'11". That's my official height, no socks on, standing and laying down. I don't know if you can get more accurate than that.
And that places you as the tallest of any elected leader in the U.S., is that right?
In the world.
In the world. Oh, yeah, my gosh. You've gone global.
Record, so.
You've gone global on us.
It's wow. Years of hard work that have come into it, you know, and it's eating the right vegetables and, frankly, probably good genes for my parents.
I love it. Okay. We solved that big question. Now, Just give me your overall assessment of what you're hearing from the Democratic candidates in the way of proposals here. Do you cringe when you hear these like I do?
Yes, absolutely. And the one, I guess, interesting thing I've been, watching this with some interest as much as I possibly can, during the debates and things like that. And it's interesting to watch them now shift from, the straight Medicare for all, which was gaining some traction, to now you see, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar and some of the others jumping into we don't want to do Medicare for all. We just want to do a public option, which, again, to me is you can't be for a public option if you're not for Medicare for all, because the public option is that first baby step to get to Medicare for all. If you go down the road of a public option standpoint, you're eventually going to get rid of the private insurance market. I mean, that's the goal. And so by saying they're coming out moderating by we're just for a public option, we're not for Medicare for all, isn't factual. Because
do you believe Medicare for all would basically end up meaning Medicare for none? I mean, does it destroy the program?
I don't know how you pay for it. I think a lot of these things that have been covered before, I don't know how you pay for it. I don't think we'll have the services that we've come to know and expect in America and desire and want. I'd be concerned as a consumer having Medicare for all, one, access to care and getting the world-class care that we do get. But if I'm a hospital, if I'm a doctor, if I'm in the healthcare space, this guts that space. The private market, the way it works now is, the hospitals, they take Medicare payments and they go on about their day with that. But it's the private market that is subsidizing those. Because if you ask the hospitals, if you ask the doctors in our country, those Medicare payments are inadequate to covering the cost of care. And the private market has subsidized a lot of that, we pay more in the private market to help offset some of those costs. If you shift everybody to a Medicare for all program, hospitals close, doctors go out of business, or they don't want to be in that field anymore. And so I think you see a dramatic degradation of care in our country, which I know people don't want. You talk to people from Canada, you talk to people from the UK, they're very passionate about their national healthcare system. And it's most likely because they haven't been to America, they haven't seen the type of services that we can get, the access we have to care. And there's a reason why a lot of the folks who have the means to do so in those countries come to America for treatment when they need it. It's because we've got that world-class care. And to me, the solution sounds a little too simple, and I think maybe that's one of the reasons why it's not being, or it is being talked about, but it's not being pushed through, and it's bringing more transparency into our health insurance marketplace, our healthcare marketplace. You look at what has happened with LASIK eye surgery, with other cosmetic surgeries and things like that, where you go in, it's a true kind of pay for the service. 20 years ago, LASIK eye surgery was anywhere between $6,000 to, $8,000 an eye, maybe more. And now we're down into the $1,500 range. And those are cash out of pocket payments. Those are cash, I go on in their cosmetic surgeries or kind of the outside the traditional form of healthcare. We need to bring more of that into our structure of healthcare and what we've got. Right now, if I were to call the hospital and ask for what would it cost for me to get a stent put into my heart, if I had a relatively pretty commonplace procedure right now, one, I'd probably be hung up on and told we can't tell you that, or we don't know, or I'd get such a variance in price that there's really no true consumer control over these processes. And so we've always been a big fan. I'm a big fan. I know that the administration is working on this of getting some more transparency into that healthcare marketplace, which allows, again, then consumers to speak with their feet and allows consumers to have a little more control over the space, which we've seen work in other marketplaces. I mean, you see it work in the healthcare market on the cosmetic surgery and the LASIK surgery in those spaces. And so we've got to find a way to get to more transparency, and the Trump rule that is looking to go down that road is a good first step. We're doing things here in North Dakota in terms of we're in the middle of a pretty in-depth healthcare study being led by my department that for the first time we have access to hospital-level data, and we're able to take a look at the cost of procedures, what's that mean. There's a whole bunch of money that's in the health insurance or healthcare market in industry, and what we don't have a good grasp on, or what I think the public doesn't have a good grasp on, is where all that money is going. And so we're going to try to shed some light on that and bring some clarity to that, which I think could help answer some questions. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to have to come down to we're probably going to have to look at a different model of how we deliver healthcare, utilizing technology, doing some of those things which we've got access to and we can do. It's an odd marketplace because it's not a true market and it's one, a free market, and it's one of those areas where as technology has continued to increase, so has prices, and that doesn't really exist in many other markets.
The debate over Obamacare and sort of dismantling it brick by brick always comes back to pre-existing conditions. That's a red herring, isn't it? I mean, any of these plans are going to include pre-existing conditions.
Absolutely.
Right?
I haven't seen anybody who has said, who's come out on any kind of proposal or any true policy proposal that says, nope, we're not going to cover pre-existing conditions. I mean, you hear it from the president, you hear it from the Senate, you hear it from the House, you hear it about state and local leaders. I've all come to the agreement that yes, pre-existing conditions need to be protected. And I think that's a relatively common sense approach. And frankly, we've done that in the past in North Dakota. There has been some waiting periods and some waiting provisions that have been put into place. Like with any other insurance line, any other insurance market, we don't let you get into a car accident and then get health or get auto insurance. And so there may be some waiting periods, but we can get around those issues by incentivizing and encouraging continuous care. So at that point, if I lose my job, or if I change jobs, or if I change insurance companies, as long as I've had a continuous care coverage, or with a 90-day gap at the most, everything is still covered. Everything is still moving forward. But we've got to figure out a way to ensure we don't have folks who are buying in health insurance in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, because that's gonna destroy our market even faster than a Medicare for All would.
Listener wants to know. By the way, questions or comments are welcome. 298-0550. You can call us at 258-0550. Sorry, 701-258-0550. You can text me at 367-2054. Texter says, rumor has it there is talk about the state of North Dakota wanting to regulate the medical share non-insurance organizations who are very effective and way more cost effective. If that's true, please stay out of the way. Is it true?
Not that I've heard. I think what the question is regarding these health sharing ministries and some of these groups where folks have come together and entered into an agreement as a private organization to help cover, I guess, costs for each other. There are absolutely some risks with those. We've seen it not necessarily in North Dakota, but in other states where a group of individuals generally surrounding a religious group or a religious organization have come together and said, we'll all pay into the kitty, and as we need health care, we'll pull out of that pot. One NICU baby, one transplant, one really serious medical issue can empty out that pot, and then you've got a group who maybe don't have that coverage. Some of that stuff is avoidable through stop-loss insurance and other aspects of that, but I guess I haven't seen that proposal. It's not one that we're necessarily exploring here in our state, but I think for folks who want to enter into those medical sharing or those health share ministries, there's got to be some pretty strong understanding of what they're getting into, because the good ones work fine, but the bad ones can go bad in a pretty big hurry.
Eric in Napoleon for John Gottfried. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks. My brother and I were in Argentina, and he had a blood clot that hit him down there. And for 10 days, he was in critical care. And we had to prepay for all his services. By the time we left 10 days later, it was $7,500 total cost. And we had the option of either going to private care or public care. And they said, if you go to public care, you're going to get a pill for the pain, and they're going to send you home, and you're on a waiting list, and blah, blah, blah. It seems to me that our health care costs are ridiculous. I mean, it's one thing to talk about insurance costs and how to take care of insurance, but you've got to take care of the health care costs. And that starts with, if you can't afford to pay for it, you probably shouldn't get the services. And if you... And which incentivizes people to say, I want a job that pays my health insurance.
Interesting points, Eric. Thanks for the comment. And if you don't mind, hang on through the break here. We'll have John answer just after our break, because we're up against the clock here. 701-258-0550, talking to John Gottfried, Insurance Commissioner in North Dakota.
More Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
I'm Jim of IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Remember, we have the 24-hour day, 7-day a week hotline at 855-200-1776. Sadly, we're going to leave the air here in about 6 minutes and therefore be done for the day. But we're here with a phone call, 855-200-1776. Some opinion you want to share, some answer to the question, what's on your mind, some tip for the show, whatever it might be, 855-200-1776. Okay. You heard Eric's question, and related to isn't the problem healthcare costs, and also his example from the trip. Your thoughts, John?
Yeah, no, he's exactly right. I mean, I think that's the drum we've been trying to bang for a while. Is that the ACA put the magnifying glass on the insurance industry, and I think we've we've squeezed just about as much as we can out of the insurance industry, and nobody's ever wanted to talk about the healthcare costs. And the reason for that is there's really nobody overseeing this, and consumers don't get a good, clear, transparent look at what the costs are going to be. Their hospitals are regulated at the basically the facility level, so building the hospital and building that. But once you get into what the costs for procedures are, there isn't anybody that oversees that, and frankly, they don't really want to tell you that. And so that's why we're going through that study now here in North Dakota. And I'll tell you, some of our hospitals have been very, very excited about getting this information out. Others have been a little reticent because it's a new thing to have to share those costs with somebody who's going to then make these public. And I think that'll again help continue this discussion that it's more so about the healthcare costs than it is about the insurance side of things. And you see that magnifying glass is shifting to the hospitals and the providers with whether it's, you know, Trump's transparency regulations or the Lower Healthcare Costs Act that exists in the Senate. And so I think that target is now moving into the providers, which is probably where it should have been from the beginning.
Which hospitals don't want to share that information that might be telling?
Well, I'll tell you, some of our rural hospitals have been very, very quick to comply with some of our requests. And some of the larger ones are a little more hesitant on sharing some of that information. But it's at the end of the day, we're getting that information, and we're looking forward to pulling that report towards the end of the summer.
That'll be great. Henry in Fargo, question four. John Gottfried, go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you covered this because I was kind of in and out on your show, so I apologize. There was a big talk about removing the state line. Is that still something we can look at doing?
So, yeah, I mean, it's something that somewhat exists already. The issue with the cross sales of state lines or state insurance or health insurance especially is you get into those network agreements, and we need to look at those networking agreements and figure out probably a better way to go about doing that. And then, again, it all comes back to the price and the transparency of that without having to give, you know, an inflated price, getting a massive discount to the insurance company, and then, you know, saying we're doing the consumer some sort of big benefit. My belief is if we can get a transparent price, we can then obviously maybe look at the road of how do we provide better coverage that maybe doesn't exist within borders. But the way it stands right now, the networking agreements make that very difficult, because if I were to buy an insurance plan in North Dakota and go to Orlando for some treatment, the hospital would likely be out of network, and that's more of a bill to me. And so to me, it all comes back to transparency and healthcare costs, and I think we're getting there.
Appreciate the call, Henry. Got to keep moving as we're short on time here. By the way, we do have breaking news out of the Weinstein case. Guilty on charges of criminal sex acts and rape. I think guilty actually on all of the counts against him with the exception of one. So that's just breaking now, and I wanted to let you know. All right, Gladys in Western North Dakota. Go ahead, Gladys.
Yes. I'm in my 80s. I'm on Medicare. What I wish to bring out that I don't believe Medicare for all is the answer, because in my Medicare, it is not a complete freebie. Part B is withheld from my Social Security. That's $144 per month right now. And then you also need a supplement because it pays 80-20. So when people think they're going to get everything in Medicare for all, I just don't believe it can happen. And I don't believe that's ever been addressed.
It's not free, is it, John?
She's absolutely right, and that's why you see a lot of people adding those supplement plans on. But I think the bigger point is, you know, I think you started off this segment with talking about how these plans are bad ideas. And Scott, I want to tell you, these plans aren't just bad ideas. I think they're very dangerous. You go back 30 years into Venezuela, and they were on the verge of being a superpower. Now you look at them, and they've got a healthcare crisis. They've got their government is massacring their citizens. They've got food shortages. And it all started with this walk down, whether you call it democratic socialism, whether you call it progressivism, whatever you call it, it ends up being socialism. And socialism has proven time and time again in our world that it leads to poverty, it leads to destruction, and it leads to very, very bad things for the human race. And so these aren't just bad ideas, in my opinion. These are very, very dangerous ideas. And the further we go down this road, the scarier it is, I think, for our country.
Thank you, Gladys. Call again. Appreciate that. Texter says, what do you think insurance rates would be if there were not an insurance ad every 15 minutes on TV?
I don't know. I think we do a good job here in North Dakota. We've got prior rate approval for our state, so we're one of the nine states that have that. So we're able to back a lot of that stuff out. I think there is some importance in letting people know how to reach their insurance company and how to, and some of the services that are available to them. So I think there's some importance to that. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I think that's a relatively very minor piece of it. I think the bigger piece is we're probably also over-doctored. I think if we removed a lot of those unnecessary tests that we take or, you know, because there's no incentive right now on outcomes in the healthcare market. It's on procedures. And so,
That's a tort reform deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Key piece of the puzzle, too. They all add up. Well, good common sense on this scary, and I agree with you, it is scary and dangerous discussion that's happening out there. Another reason to pay attention. We'll be here to help any way we can. John, thanks for the update.
Anytime, Scott. Thank you.
John Gottfried, State Insurance Commissioner in North Dakota. More after this. No, I got to say goodbye. God bless you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.